Just outside, I'm Luke Luker.
Most of the federal lawsuits filed over last year's clearing of protesters near the White House tossed out. I'm Ken Duffy.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 31 points, NASDAQ up 18, the S&P up 10.
11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Steve Kathan. The White House indicates the U.S. will likely not reach President Biden's goal of vaccinating 70% of Americans by July 4th. CBS's David Begnaud says a falling vaccination rate and a highly contagious virus variant are chief pandemic concerns right now.
Craig McCoy is president of Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. He says at his hospital, almost every patient is unvaccinated.
We've only had two that have come in as inpatients that have been fully vaccinated.
Does this Delta variant have the potential to be another wave?
The Delta variant clearly is going to be another wave. If you decide not to get vaccinated, this virus will still find you.
The latest travel forecast indicates people will be on the move for the July 4th holiday. Jeanette McGee of the AAA.
47 million Americans are expected to travel. While that's 40% more than we saw in 2020, what's really interesting is it's just 2.5% below 2019 numbers.
An election overhaul bill pushed by Democrats is due to run into a GOP roadblock in the Senate, as we hear from CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Is facing a filibuster by Republicans in the Senate, so it will not move on. What we're watching for today is whether Democrats can be united on this issue. Joe Manchin has been a holdout. He proposed things like voter ID to try to get some Republicans on board. We'll see if he ends up supporting moving forward on this bill.
Players and sports executives are praising Raiders defender Carl Nassib for coming out as gay, the first active NFL player to do that. Rich Ferraro of the gay rights group GLAAD says Nassib effectively laid the groundwork for the revelation.
What's so significant, I thought, about his announcement is that he noted in his Instagram post that his coaches, his teammates, and the NFL all knew about this upcoming announcement, and it didn't change anything in terms of their relationships to him.
Columbia, South Carolina passed an ordinance banning conversion therapy for minors. Now, as CBS's Jim Krasula reports, that's prompted pushback from Republican state lawmakers.
South Carolina lawmakers are considering legislation allowing mental health professionals to refuse to provide care that violates their religious beliefs. Melissa Moore is with the Women's Rights and Empowerment Network.
It would allow anyone at any level, at any time in healthcare, to deny care to a person.
Existing law in South Carolina allows doctors and healthcare providers to refuse non-emergency procedures based on their religious, moral, ethical, or philosophical beliefs.
Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 21 points. The NASDAQ is up 24 points. S&P 500 up 9. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth, personalized and affordable financial planning for everyday Americans. No wealth or asset minimums. Quality financial advice for every stage of your life.
11:03 on WTOP. It's Tuesday morning, June 22nd. Cloudy skies, some rain, and 66 degrees. Good morning, I'm Mark Lois.
And I'm Deborah Feinstein. Here are the top local stories we're following this hour. A Senate hearing on legislation to make D.C. the 51st state is taking place right now. It's only the second Senate hearing ever held on the issue. Let's take you live to Capitol Hill. We check in now with WTOP's Mitchell Miller.
Shared struggle.
Hearing is of historic significance.
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton speaking at the beginning of this hearing in support of her bill, which has already passed the House. Norton tells the Senate Homeland Security Committee her legislation now has 45 co-sponsors in the Senate,
which is the greatest number of Senate co-sponsors of the bill in the nation's history.
But none of those co-sponsors is a Republican, and the ranking GOP senator on the committee, Ohio's Rob Portman, noted his opposition.
I have both practical and constitutional concerns about making Washington, D.C. its own state.
Still, statehood supporters hope this hearing will raise the issue's profile, even if they can't get a floor vote on making D.C. the 51st state. Reporting live on Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Thank you, Mitchell. While that hearing is underway, hundreds of locals were rallying just blocks from the Capitol, showing their support for D.C. statehood.
D.C. Councilmember Janice Lewis-George echoes D.C.'s license plate.
We are here today demanding our representation in Congress.
Erin Jackson Hill came all the way from the 49th state to voice her support for the 51st.
Alaska has roughly the same population as Washington, D.C., and we have two senators and one representative. Yeah. Washington, D.C. has none.
Barbara Arnwine with the Transformative Justice Coalition argues statehood would lead to progressive policies.
If D.C. was a state, would we be talking about the minimum wage not being raised to $15 an hour?
Opponents argue D.C. statehood is just a ploy to get two additional Democratic senators. In downtown D.C., Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
A judge is throwing out a majority of the lawsuits that were filed against the federal government over last year's clearing of protesters near the White House.
Rejecting arguments that protesters were unfairly and aggressively handled near Lafayette Square on June 1st, a federal judge rejected claims for damages against former President Trump, former Attorney General William Barr, and former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, as well as some current federal leaders. The judge also turned down a request to keep this kind of force from being used again. But the judge is allowing plaintiffs to continue seeking damages from D.C. and Arlington County over their respective police forces' actions and will also consider current restrictions of the downtown park. Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
1106, the Fairfax County police officer indicted for using excessive force, including use of a taser against a black man, is asking a judge now to dismiss the case.
Attorneys for Tyler Timberlake say Fairfax County prosecutors have repeatedly failed to turn over evidence that could help bolster his defense. Both sides agree that in June 2020, Timberlake used the stun gun on a man he mistook for another man. The officer's lawyers say prosecutors have withheld a 911 call from the man who was shocked, as well as Snapchat video. They'll ask the judge Friday to drop the three counts of assault and battery against Timberlake, but prosecutors say they've complied with all orders from the judge and that evidence is being turned over well within the judge's deadlines. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A 29-year-old high school tennis instructor is now facing three felony charges of taking indecent liberties with a child in Fairfax County. Police say the man, Rafael Rally Diocno of Falls Church, was having an illegal sexual relationship with a student at George Mason High School. Police are hoping to hear from anyone else who may have had a similar relationship with him. He is now being held without bond.
Up ahead after traffic and weather.
Prince George's top cop details his plans for the future of department accountability. I'm Michelle Murillo.
It's 11:07.
The time for defense organizations to harness the power of the cloud is now. Discover how you can leverage cloud solutions to advance your mission at Part 3 of GDIT Emerge 2021. Register today at gdit.com/emerge.
Are you thinking about refinancing?